الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us with this noble month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our rozas. May Allah accept the fasting. May Allah accept the tilawat of the Quran, the taraweeh salah, the dhikr, the dua, the different talks that were given. Whatever ibadat took place, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept every single person's ibadat. Barely a few days are left now, and the time will come for this month to depart. But it has left behind something for us. The actions that we have done with the grace, with the fadl, with the karam, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fast that we observed, the fast that we kept, the i'tikaf that we make, the tilawat that we do, all this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has given us the energy and He has given us His opportunity. So these a'mal produce a noor. Good deeds produce a noor, a light. And this light is accumulated in the heart of a believer. After accumulating all this light, the moment Ramadan leaves, now we are faced with this important and very daunting task and challenge of preserving this light and in fact increasing this light. It was not easy making ibadat the entire month, restraining ourselves from haram, protecting our gaze, controlling our tongues, ensuring we don't go to any haram place, or eat any haram. During the day we exercise sabr and patience. At night, taraweeh salah, lengthy rakats. We make adjustments in our times at work. From asr, people came into the masjid, tilawat of the Quran taking place. Then we have iftar and we come back to the masjid. At nights, especially the odd nights, so many people are making ibadat, if not in the masjid, at home. So we sacrifice our sleeping hours as well, our leisure hours as well. After all this enduring, now comes the time of istiqamah, steadfastness. Otherwise, it's like a person who has collected so much of water, and especially in those areas where there is drought, and now he manages to get sufficient amount of water. But instead of using and preserving this water for beneficial uses, he opens up all the outlets, all the taps, and he lets the water just run through. In the Quran, there is mention made of a particular woman. And of course, this verse is talking about when a person takes an oath, he makes a promise, a pledge, and he breaks the pledge after making and strengthening a promise. However, we'll use the same example in our instance. And this example was of an old woman in Medina Munawwara who was not too well. Mentally, she was disabled. So she used to spin yarn. She would take all the cotton and the entire day she is spinning and spinning and spinning until when the yarn is ready, suddenly she breaks all the pieces and starts all over again, the entire process. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْقَاثًا. After the yarn had become strengthened, it's ready for use, she goes and she cuts the entire yarn and it becomes pieces again. The little child of ours who we helped and we bought him a jigsaw puzzle, 10,000 pieces, and we just fitted in the last piece. It took us so much of time and effort, and then he comes and he just breaks that entire puzzle. Or you went to the beach and you built sandcastles, and suddenly that kid, after building him the sandcastles, he just kicks all this. We built a huge building, 50-story building, an empire. And after building the entire building, we just bulldoze the entire building. All the efforts are wasted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too kind. Allah is too loving. If Allah was not loving, He would not have given you and I the opportunity of observing Ramadan. He would not have given us the ni'mat of Ramadan. It is the best month of the entire year. And every day, doors of Jannah are open. Doors of Jahannam are closed. Allah is so kind that the shayateen have been chained. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to waste our efforts. After accumulating all this noor, now we have to persevere. There is a verse in the Holy Quran in the 30th juz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses mankind. He says, Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqih. Oh man, you are making a great effort. You are striving. The word kadhun in Arabic means to strive to such an extent. Person works so hard. He puts in all his effort and labor that his skin becomes very coarse. So much of effort he makes. Allah says, man, you are making an effort. Every single one of us, from the time we came into this world, every one of us is on this sojourn, this journey. We are moving to who? To Allah. Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika. You are moving towards ya Rabb. And everybody is making an effort. There was an effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world, where he worked to such an extent that he would go to the homes of the Quraysh and give them da'wat every single day. He would be chased by his enemy and still he would persevere and still go. So he made an effort throughout his life, calling towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaching people a'mali saliha, righteous deeds, connecting the ummah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. So that is the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was so successful, the greatest of success. He worked so hard and he made an effort on the ummah and he pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you have an effort of people like Abu Lahab and Ubay bin Khalaf, who made an effort in this world, لِطَلَبِ الدُّنْيَا, to seek more dunya. And they used the resources to harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to cause damage to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explain that we have two groups of people. Those who are the lovers of Allah. Those who are trying. And if they make a mistake, if they falter, they turn to Allah. They make sincere tawbah and they come back onto this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they work very hard, extremely hard, bearing in mind the explanation I gave you of kad'un. And this person, when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فسوف يحاسب حسابا يسيرا. Then he is successful, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him his success, that Allah gives him his book of deeds in his right hand, and this is a mark and symbol that you have passed. You have passed. And his reckoning, the checking of his deeds, will be done very easily. The word yasira in Arabic means easy, simple. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he used to make dua, Allahumma hasibni hisabai yasira. Allahumma hasibni hisabai yasira. Ya Allah, give me an easy check. Ya Allah, give me an easy account, an easy reckoning. Sayyidina Aisha asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is the meaning of al-hisabul yasir? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to her that when your amal will be presented, every surface glance, a cursory glance, is looked at your amal, it's all good deeds, and a few bad deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks it, Allah forgives the person, you can carry on, you have passed. In our circumstance, when we go overseas and we return home, we go through customs, and there's one place, you see everybody's face, the color has changed, and everybody busy reading all the wazifas they know. And they are looking, taking their bags, shall I go now, don't go now, wait for the crowd. And when you go past, and if you are called, what have you to declare? And something, they see some item which you could be, you could have to pay something for it, but the person is very lenient, don't worry, you can proceed. Rasulullah says, فَمَنْ نُوْقِشَ عُذِبَ. Oh Aisha, but that person who has searched thoroughly, every single item taken out of the bag, sometimes x-rayed, where did you get it? How much did you pay? Where is your invoice? Where is the receipt? Everything, question upon questions. Such a person, then his hisab kitab is severe. But the person who has pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulama give a very beautiful example. You see a baby in the womb of the mother, 9 months, it toils in the womb of the mother. It tries to come out of the womb. It's in the crouch position. It tries to push its way out of the womb because it is in a very restricted, a confined area. And the moment it comes out of the womb of the mother into the world, compared to the womb of the mother, the person feels a sense of freedom. Like that, the person comes out of this world, the tightness of this world, then he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he sees the jannah that Allah has prepared for him, what bliss, what happiness and joy it brings to him. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ. But the one who has been given his book behind his back. In another verse, the mark of failure, may Allah protect us, is a person who will be given his book of deeds in his left hand or from behind his back. This signifies that you have failed. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا. Now he will lament and he'll scream and he will curse himself. Now he'll express all the lament and regret when it is absolutely late. Allah says, وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا. He will enter into hellfire. May Allah protect all of us. So this is the journey we're all moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single one of us. And every person has to. فَمُلَاقِي. He will meet his Allah. Every single person. So Allah has given us the Quran. Allah has given us the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has given us guidance. All we need to do now, to make an effort towards this correct direction and the correct labor, the correct effort towards famulaqi, meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I was saying, that alhamdulillah, each one of us, if we just do some soul searching now, let's be honest to ourselves, how nice we feel in the month of Ramadan. Spiritually, how good we feel. Do we feel like this out of month of Ramadan? Oh. In the masjid, we feel so beautiful. Nobody wishes to even leave the masjid. We just want to stay on and enjoy the ibadat. Even though the person is so tired, he wants to read more and more Quran. He takes his tasbih and he's making dhikr. Why? Because Allah is giving him the enjoyment of the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is Allah giving him the enjoyment? Because he has restrained himself from all those things that Allah has made haram upon him. And he has gone through this rigorous training period where he has got control of his nafs. Before the month of Ramadan, let's go to the cinema. Let's watch that movie. Let's check that porn site. Let's go do some gambling. Let's drink some alcohol. Let's go and party with some woman. Let's go make zina. Ma'adhal. May Allah protect us. But the month of Ramadan came. He looked at himself. He realized, no, I'm going to please my Allah. So we all went through this rigorous training program. And that's the 30 days of the month of Ramadan. Of course, a few days remain still. And these few days that remain, respected brothers and elders, these are the most important days of Ramadan. You see, the tail end is always the best. And these few days are the sweetest days. The most joyous days. And in fact, these last few days, they are the last chance and opportunity for any person who has not yet turned to Allah and repented sincerely. We still have time. These are last few days. Let it not be that these last few days also slip by and still we're not forgiven. The poet says in Arabic, I'll just give you the meaning in English. He says, it is the month, it's a season of spring when flowers are all blossoming and everything is blooming. And still, we find the person is suffering drought in his area. Spring everywhere, but his crops, they are not growing as though it has been struck by drought. He says, in spring, when everything is blossoming and blooming, and you have every opportunity of enjoying the different flowers and the different trees and plants. If you are not going to enjoy the spring then which time are you going to wait for autumn and winter when it is too difficult? Allah gave us the month of Ramadan. And this is the month where we grab from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I had mentioned previously the story of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. He's bathing in the river. And Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam went through very difficult times in his life. We had mentioned one of the nights after Taraweeh Salah, he had a sickness for 7 years. His entire body was covered with the sickness that everybody abandoned him from his people, from his town. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken away all the wealth that he had blessed him with. And even his children passed away. He was left just with his wife who stood by him and she took care of him. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him cure, of course, Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam made a lot of sabr and Allah gave him cure and Allah replaced him with his children and gave him many more and plentiful of wealth. He is now bathing one day in the river and suddenly he sees pure golden locusts coming from the sky. Golden locusts, pure gold coming down from the sky. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam quickly goes and he begins to grab every gold locust he could get. Suddenly there's a voice. Oh Ayyub, have I not made you independent of all this? In other words, why the greed for this? Have I not given you plentiful of dunya? Why are you still chasing after this gold? Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam replies, oh my Allah, indeed, you have made me independent of this. But I'm still in need of your barakat. This is your blessings that is coming down. And I do not want to miss this opportunity of your blessings. We don't think gold locusts coming down. It is the mercies of Allah that comes in torrents. It comes in torrents. And Allah washes away our sins. And Allah forgives and Allah emancipates souls from the fire of Jahannam. So we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, they would find, we find In the verse, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. That after performing good deeds, they would always be afraid and worried and concerned. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, have you accepted this good deed of mine or have you rejected it? They used to be worried, performing, you know, what salat sahaba would perform and what tilawat they used to perform. When a sahabi is reading Quran, angels come down to listen to his tilawat. But despite all that, they would be afraid and worried and concerned that my a'mal, whatever I did, must not be rejected. But we have high hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah out of His infinite mercy and love for us, we make dua, Allah accepts all our ibadat and Allah gives us tawfiq to persevere, to continue. And therefore I mentioned the verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Those who say that Allah is our Rabb. What we have done in the month of Ramadan? All of us have prayed, we have worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have made dua to Allah, we have read salat. Allah says, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then they are steadfast. They keep on the sirat mustaqim. For such people, as they are leaving this world, when they are passing away, and we all know this is a very difficult time, Allah sends down His angels, special angels, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, and they give Him all the encouragement, and all the support, and they console him, and they remove any type of grief and worry that he may have, and they address him, and they say, Allah تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't fear. Some ulama and commentators have said, don't fear with regard to the akhirat, qabr, and qiyamat, and the hereafter. We are with you. We are your friends. In dunya also we were your friends. Now as you're leaving this world, we will stand by you. When the shaitan will come, and the group of shayateen will come, and the last attempt they will make to take this person and mislead him from Islam and Iman, these angels will drive those shayateen away. And they will say, Allah takhafu, don't fear. Wala tahzanu, don't grieve. Don't worry about your family and children. Allah will take care of them. Some ulama explain, Allah takhafu, don't fear. With the a'mal that you have produced, Allah will accept it. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. And for any wrongs that you did because you made sincere tawbah, Allah will forgive you. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. How nice a person feels when he's traveling overseas. It's a foreign country. He doesn't know any person there. It's the first time he's going there and he has to go for some business venture, whatever it is. Or you go for Umrah and you land in Jeddah airport and you see queues and queues of people, and suddenly the king sends special men for you. His special men, and they come and escort you out. And within seconds you're out, and they have a beautiful car ready for you, and they got everything ready for you, and they take you and give you VIP treatment. How nice you feel. How honored you feel. Allah subhanahu sends down these angels, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. And they give him a little introduction, just a glimpse, an idea of what he's going to get in Jannah. And they tell him, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. Listen, my brother, in Jannah, whatever your heart's desire, you will get. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Whatever you want, whatever you ask for, Allah will give it to you immediately. So istiqamat after the month of taqwa. What we need to do, the very first thing, our 5 times salat. 5 times, that's a basic step we take, the very first step. All of us, the men folk, we should be, whichever masjid we frequent, but 5 times salat with jamaat. Like on Eid morning, Fajr, we are there. The day after Eid, we should ensure that we will be there for Fajr salat. And the easy way in today's time, we have friends. So make a group of friends, that I will pick you up, you pick me up tomorrow. And in this way, you will ensure that all of you are in the masjid. May Allah help me, help all of us to ensure that we establish our 5 times salah every single day of our life. Whether it's a wedding function, whether it's a meeting, whether we're traveling, it's my call of my Allah. And I have got to answer the call of my Allah. People respect us even more. Then,
we have to attach ourselves to the masjid. We need to spend a little bit more time in the masjid. And we need to find a suitable alim, a scholar who we can confide in, who we can seek our guidance, who has some passion and concern for us, and he cares and worries about us. So we need to talk to him for guidance. On our own, it becomes difficult. So he will guide us. You can do this. This is not permissible. This is good for you. This is a bit too much you are doing. Attach ourselves to an alim. And if there's no alim in our place, in our town, if he's living far away, at least find some good company, some pious company. Or at workplace, the alim may not be with you there. So at least find some good company. And we need to be sincere, loyal, genuine. We have to have niyatun sadiqa. If we are sincere to Allah, we make dua to Allah, Ya Allah, you guide me. Allah will guide us. And with that, we have to have himmatun aliyah. We have to have that himmat and courage. Whatever happens, I will never disobey my Allah. Remember, after the month of Ramadan, it's not just nafs. Nafs, alhamdulillah, to a certain extent, we have tamed and controlled our nafs. Now comes shaitan also, when he'll be released. But if a person is genuine, sincere, he's making the effort towards Allah, Allah assists him. Allah will protect him. Allah will guide him. Allah will save him from sins. Allah will save him from filthy habits. Allah will bring the reformation in his life. He will become pious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover his faults. Allah will give him tawfiq and ability to do good deeds that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lastly, I leave behind verse number 52 of Surah An-Nur. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. This sums up the entire talk. Whoever obeys Allah and His Rasul, and he is fearful over his sins, so he makes sincere tawbah of his past, وَيَتَّقْهِ, and he's very cautious now regarding his future life, such people are the successful ones in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. And the last few days have left. May Allah give us barakat in these days. May Allah forgive the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah remove the plight and the condition of the ummah wherever they are suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us beacons of hidayat for mankind. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.